Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now we transition, Jake, from football to college football here on day two of Lockmas. Hey!
I mean, that's culture shock right there. That's what I
read. The pitch!
From Jersey Shore to the Deep South. That's where we're going.
Okay, all right, Santa. Right. What do you got for us here? College football this weekend. Santa Lockerson here with college football takes and winning bets for the weekend. What do you got?
One of the significant results from Saturday, and, you know, Oregon UCLA was obviously an interesting game. Oklahoma probably should have lost to Kansas, but then it didn't. And then the Big 12 making a mess of everything during and after the game. But obviously one of the more significant results was Pitt beating Clemson. Sets Pitt up to maybe play in the ACC title game. Probably not going to make the playoff. Their loss was to Western Michigan. Would be very unlikely an 11-1 ACC champ Pitt makes it. Need a lot of help to go their way, but they produced a Heisman candidate, at least in terms of the market size. I'm not sure Kenny Pickett can win, but like actually a ton of buzz around the Pitt Panthers, which is really wild. And they beat Clemson, who obviously was the giant of the ACC forever, and took them down, I wouldn't say easily, but like really handled them, and Clemson's offense continues to be a disaster. We'll get to that in a second. I think both teams come out of those games into their next games, and it creates some interesting betting opportunities. We'll do Pitt first. They come out of the Clemson win. Their next opponent is Miami at home. Miami, I think everyone thought they were going to fold like a lawn chair, basically. They thought everybody was going to transfer, ton of injuries, programs falling apart. We had like Kanish on the show a month ago, and he's like, I'm hearing really bad things. And he's not wrong, because we were all hearing really bad things. He was right. Like it seemed like there might be a mutiny, basically, in Miami, except it hasn't played out that way. They've actually been really competitive. Huge win against NC State at home. So this sets up as a really interesting game. All of the money has been on Miami so far. So Pitt opened 11.5 with a total of 62. Miami not playing a lot of defense this year, if you couldn't tell by that total. And all the money is coming on Miami. It's now under 10. My number is pretty close to the current market number, which is 9.5. I actually do like the under in this game a fair amount. And I actually think the total's a little bit crazy. Not that I love each team's, you know, like defense. And I think this is going to be some, you know, Iowa State or Iowa or Wisconsin rock fight or something. But my number in the game is 57, opener 62, 61.5, the current number. Really like the under in the game. This game makes me laugh, because for about a decade, Miami would come into this game. They would be a touchdown or more favorite with a couple different head coaches, and Pitt and Narduzzi would always be the ones to like flummox them. Pitt was the one that like ruined the Miami season a couple of years. I mean, it's like unbelievable poetry that like somehow, despite the fact Miami has way more talent than Pitt does, the shoe is now completely on the other foot, and Narduzzi finds himself a monster favorite in a game that like really, really matters for the stakes of his team. If I had to bet the side, I would actually bet Miami still at the current number. I probably will not have a ticket on them, but one thing in the history of college football, you can do so much worse than betting against Pat Narduzzi as a big favorite. It's like one of the great betting trends of all time. When he is a big favorite in a game, he does not cover a lot. But I think the number's close enough, probably not going to get involved. I actually do like the under in this game a lot. Set up a little bit by Miami's played some kind of high scoring shootout games recently, but against teams who like to do that. NC State can play games like that. Sometimes Carolina only plays games like that. I think it's inflating the total a little bit. And I like Pitt's offense and everything, but the total's just a little bit crazy, basically. And 61.5, I think, is kind of a wild number. If the first digit is 6, my advice is to play the under in the game, basically, with this total. And then almost taking the opposite approach, really, with Clemson. So Dabo Swinney comes off that game, the loss to Pitt, basically says, you know, we're evaluating every single player on offense over again. Now, they had a ton of injuries already this year, and they actually had a bunch of guys go on COVID restriction going into that game. I think they didn't have their top, like, five wide receivers aside from Justin Ross in the Pitt game. Might get their starting center back, might get their best receiver back for this game, which I think is interesting. They're playing Florida State at home. They're a 10.5-point favorite. DJ Uiagalelei was benched last week for the third quarter and, like, then got inserted for, like, a late drive. Tyson Pumachan ended up getting inserted for, like, a little bit. Showed a little bit of promise. I think it's going to be DJ going forward. I think this is rock bottom to play an over in this game. Florida State has no defense whatsoever. Clemson, like, can't help but score more against a team like this. Like, Pitt presents such a different challenge than Florida State does. I think this is rock bottom to play Clemson to score. And I'm not expecting a shootout, but this is, like, a way below national average total. So open 46, now 47.5. My number is 53. So I think we actually have, like, a ton of room for this to go up, honestly. Would like to get some players back for Clemson that have been out. Hopefully we get them. But even if we don't, honestly, it could. I like the over in the game no matter what. It would just help to get the players back. So over 47.5. Last number I'd play over on has got, like, 49.5. So off Clemson Pitt, playing the total kind of opposite directions.
And that is day two of Lockmas here on You Better, You Bet. I think we did, like, the Pumachan, like, Pokemon bit already.
We did. Although his brother plays for UConn. His brother's the backup for UConn.
How would he say his name?
Pumachan.
The game's Ken's already bet for NFL Week 8 coming up next.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Next.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.